So I'm going to go with the theory I've been going off of, and it's the Avengers theory that I've been using. Based on me also picking Jimmy earlier to win his match. I'm using the logic of the bloodline.
And no cash in.
Okay, no cash in. Well, I'm going to use the Avengers theory that I've been using, where night one is going to be Infinity War, where the bloodline wins. The bloodline wins. And Cody looks weak. He is beat up. Seth looks weak. He gets beat up. And then bloodline wins, and maybe bloodline rules in night two. I actually do see Drew beating Seth. And now, as for the main event, we have the end game ending where Roman brings everybody out. Roman brings everybody out. Everybody comes out to help Roman. You bring people in that don't even work here yet. Like, I've heard rumors of fucking Tonga during WWE. People like that, bring them in. Like, I heard Lance Ottaway went on Twitter and putting shit out there. Like, bring everybody in. But then
Okay.
Cody brings out his people, where everyone that works at the company, like I want to see
John Spears.
like have John Cena come out and have him come out and help Rick Cody, and like Seth obviously helps, and like
Pharaoh.
Farrow comes out and fight, and Farrow comes out and attacks Solo because and or goes out to The Rock. I think that would be even funnier, and like all this kind of stuff goes down, and the last of the part of this is Stone Cold comes out and takes care of The Rock one last time. They go to the back, and then we have 10 more minutes of Roman and Cody one-on-one, straight up. No one else interferes, and Cody wins the title, and the crowd goes absolutely apeshit in Philadelphia to win the title. I just have a weird feeling that if Cody loses again, this Philly crowd is going to riot.